The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Top of the morning to you.
Why are you talking like that?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, top of the morning to you, too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day?
I'm not Irish.
You're kidding, right? Today's your day.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day. Everyone's Irish today.
Well, if I'm going to get through this day, I better Irish up my coffee.
Want me to Irish up that coffee?
Don't forget to wear green.
We don't go out. We don't go to restaurants. We don't do anything like that anymore here.
I'd ready to tent. I think we've done a great job.
They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
All right, here we go. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Hey, you ass.
Get me off talk back, would you?
Oh, God, you're still there. Is that better?
There it is.
There, now you can hear.
For the love of God, I'm telling you what to do from my basement.
This is all new. It's all new to me. Don't judge me.
For the love of God, man.
That's right, I forget when it's talkback is on. So it's everyone wondering, like, what the hell are these guys talking about? Hunter's in his basement right now. It's day two of our kind of self-inflicted quarantine. We decided to make some changes just for the time being as we adjust with COVID-19. So Hunter's in his basement, and we have this kind of crazy setup. And I can talk to him. He can hear everything, and we do all this all through a phone. It's pretty crazy technology nowadays. But
can you imagine, man, like years ago where they were using like reel to reel? Now it's just an iPhone and I'm broadcasting from my basement. It's wild.
It's crazy, man. I wouldn't want to do this before the technology that we have because it would probably just be you and I can't even do it right when everything is working right and there is no infectious disease out there.
It would be two styrofoam cups and a string down Napier.
Good show. Good show, though.
Right.
It'd be a lot of fun to listen to. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Happy St. Paddy's Day. It doesn't feel like it, but it is St. Paddy's Day. Do not go out anywhere and celebrate. If you're going to celebrate, just get some green food coloring at home, put it in a couple beers, and that's the best we can do this year. We're going to have to wait till next year to really get out and whoop it up on St. Paddy's Day. But for now, this is what we got. This is what we got.
Maybe just stay home and watch the like all four leprechauns.
There you go. I'm the leprechaun. That's a terrible idea. You'd be scared for months. Anyway, folks, stick around. We got a lot of great stuff coming your way. Going to have a fun Tuesday for you. A lot to talk about. So stick around, and that's what we got. Are you ready, Hunter?
I'm the leprechaun.
I'm the leprechaun.
No.
So dumb. So dumb. Right now, Aerosmith, it's the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back. Stick around. Hey, good morning. 6:15, Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Sip your ace.
Smells like ace down here in my basement.
I bet it does.
I'm telling Brock that my cats have more of a morning routine than I do, if you know what I mean. It doesn't smell good down here.
You're not sick. We just decided to keep our social distancing, on point. So you're broadcasting from your basement, and I can only imagine how stinky that basement is going to be by the end of this 2 week quarantine, whatever we have, because it stinks in the studio. It smells a little bit better now because there's only one
like
of us
man in
there.
The studio for it, sure.
Is that that smell?
Yeah, right. It's just pure man.
It's like farm animals. I've figured more to smell like farm animals in here. But anyway, how's everything going, buddy? You doing good?
Yeah, pretty good, man. Sweet. Pretty good. Just hanging out. And then, like I said, day two. It's St. Paddy's Day. I didn't even remember it was St. Paddy's Day.
I know.
This whole mess going on, it just kind of was in the background, you know? And woke up this morning.
We give the Irish one day, and we take it away from them this year. So
we're pretty good at that, Brock. We're pretty good at stealing holidays.
Damn right we are. I know. I'm not the least bit Irish. I'm like, oh, yeah, I think I'll celebrate today. It sounds good. Of course, you'll never get me to turn away from a day of drinking beer and whiskey, so we'll do that.
And you could do it by yourself today, which is nice.
Which, you know what? I don't know if that's good. Or don't feel sad. That's the thing. It's like if you ever find yourself at home drinking whiskey and beer by yourself, that's kind of sad. But with St. Patty's Day and the coronavirus, it's okay. It's nothing wrong with staying home and drinking beer and whiskey by yourself on St. Patty's Day.
We might have to play the song I Drink Alone.
Yeah, there you go. Just on loop for this. I love it. All right. Well, we got sports coming up here in just a little bit. To be honest, it's very quiet. I got a few things we can talk about. There is one sport that has not been affected by all of this, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Good morning, 623. Brock Hunter.
What's up, Kit? Yo. Take me off TalkBack, for God's sake.
You're not on TalkBack anymore.
Oh, I'm not.
You know, why don't you just wait? Why don't you sit there in your basement and shut the hell up? How about that?
Barking orders over
How about
here.
That?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Mm.
So I just made coffee for like the first time, literally in like a year.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I had coffee, I had it in one of those little pouches that you get from, like, you make your own grinds or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been about a year. Does coffee go bad?
It can. It was it in, an airtight container?
I mean, kind of. I mean, not really airtight. But.
The thing is, anything can go bad for when it comes to food. Anything, you know, anything that's consumable really can go bad at a certain point, like honey. Everyone's like, oh, honey, it lasts forever. Well, that's true. It's also not true. You know, as long as it's in a sealed container and it's not contaminated with a bunch of dirty air, I think you'd be all right. Like a dry, cool place, you'll be fine.
I mean, it tastes fine, but I haven't had coffee in a long time. So.
Yeah. No, I think you said it was like a year ago. No, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh.
Yeah, we ate some chicken the other day that's been in our fridge for like 2 weeks, so you'll be okay. You'll be all right. Kiki was so mad at me. She's like, that's why I didn't want you to cook all this chicken, because we weren't going to go through it. And I said, why? It was reduced for quick sale. We had to cook it right away. And then, you know.
What?
Yeah, you what? So it's all right. You'll be fine.
That's when you tell her when after you guys eat it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, by the way, that's old chicken. You shouldn't eat that. Anyway, you'll be fine. You're not going anywhere.
Oh, God.
Let's do sports.
The big one.
It's time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light while you hang out in your basement. I don't know. It's usually like, oh, well, you watch your favorite sports, but there's nothing on right now.
You go, I'll pour a little Bud Light in my coffee. How about that?
There you go. That's very Irish of you. Well, here's something we got. The NFL owners and players have agreed to a new collective bargaining agreement, which will run through at least 2030. And there will be some significant changes to the schedule. The biggest one is that players have agreed to expand the regular season from 16 to 17 games. Now, this could happen as early as 2021, although it might not happen until 2022. Technically, the players have just given the owners the option to do it, but it'll happen. The owners have been pushing hard for a longer season. In exchange, the players get more money. Minimum salaries will be raised. Players are getting a larger percentage of the revenue. And while contracts still won't be guaranteed, the changes will be built into existing long-term deals. The other big change is that two more teams will make the playoffs.
Yeah.
One from each conference.
I've been kind of watching this on TV a little bit and just kind of getting the feels for it. I don't think the players like it. They're talking injury wise. They're like, one game just puts a mass amount of toll on your body.
Yeah.
And literally just one more game or however many more games there are going to be. I think the players are like, okay, that's great. We're going to get paid more, but at the same time, we're sacrificing, you know, our bodies as well doing it. So I don't think a lot of the players are on board with it. So it's kind of a feud right now.
Well, here's what I think is that it's fine if you had the extra game, but then get rid of a game in preseason.
Right.
And I know a lot of the starters aren't doing preseason stuff, but you're still out there. You're still pushing a little bit harder. And it's really not so much the early games either. It's the games at the end of the season when the bodies are tired. They've been worn down all season long. So now we'll actually see 16 games actually played with a bye.
Wow. What do you think about preseason?
I hate it. I think it's the dumbest thing in the world. I don't think they should do it. Or like,
I think one game, that's what you need.
And one game. And I'm even at the point where it's like one game where it's only shoulder pads and helmets. Yeah. And basically, I mean, I don't know what they're not accomplishing anything in preseason. Nothing. Literally, like, you think about the starters, Brady's, Rodgers, whatever, they'll go in for one series and then they're done. You know, it's I get it. It's for the younger guys, but you know what? You'll get that your first game. And for me, it just doesn't make sense to waste time with that preseason. It literally means nothing. It means absolutely nothing to the season.
You know, I guess the really only good thing about it is fan wise, you have something to watch. It's kind of exciting when preseason comes because finally football's back. But football's being played now, so it's.
But we've been lulled. I think we've been lulled into thinking, oh, thank God, football season's here. I didn't watch a single preseason game last year. Yeah. I haven't watched a preseason game because it's like all the guys that I want to see aren't going to be in there long. And as crappy as that sounds because you got the guys that want – it's like, no, I want to see the starters. I want to see real football. I want to see something that counts. If you're just giving me some guys that are, you know – that's the last thing I want is Rodgers to get clipped in the knee, you know, because some anxious rookie is like, I'm going to sack him. It's like, no, that's stupid. It's dumb. So
I think we can agree on this one, man.
I'd rather have them add another game, make it 18 games, and get rid of preseason.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't think the players would be on board with that, though.
No, probably not. And now, too, with the extra teams, one from each conference. So seven teams from each will get in, and there will be a total of six.
Four extra games, right?
It'll be a total of six playoff games in the first weekend as opposed to four.
Wow.
Crazy, wow. Man. Well, there you go. Some changes coming from the NFL. I know it seems like a long ways away, but it'll be here before you know it. And hopefully this whole virus thing won't creep into my NFL season because I'll be pissed.
Hey, no kid, man. That's what they're talking about on ESPN right now.
Crazy.
Is it going to? Is it going to creep into that season? So hopefully not, man. Hopefully we get our NFL back.
All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock.
He had it. Good morning. 6:39, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Happy St. Paddy's Day out there. I know it doesn't feel very festive, but like I said, you can celebrate at home. If you got some corned beef. I got sauerkraut at home.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's German. I need cabbage. I don't think I have any cabbage, yeah.
I think my mom's making corned beef and cabbage. She texted me last night. She's like, well, I don't know what you're doing. I don't think you can do anything, but if you want some.
You stay away from St. Paddy's food. You stay away from your mom, okay?
You stay away from my mom, you son of a.
I'm healthy. I'm going to go see her. You stay away.
Well, I'm just fine. Just because I'm in my basement doesn't
matter. No.
Are you going to get people avoiding me, Brock, for the love of God? I know how many times I said that yesterday on my own show? I'm like, please, I'm not sick.
But you could be. That's the problem, is you're out there horsing around. That's very true. You can't. You got to be all by yourself. This isolation thing.
Let me go see my parents for the love of God.
No. Don't you dare. They don't want to see you anyways. Come on.
This is true. This is true. Actually, like, they're pretty excited about this whole thing going on.
Yes, well, we got 2 weeks off. Yeah, yeah. 2 weeks off from them. Anyway, no, go see your mom. Or FaceTime. That's the beautiful thing. Nowadays, we've got FaceTime, so at least we can FaceTime people.
Yeah,
but
her Facebook's messed up now. She's texting me again last night. Said, hey, it has that aw snap setting thing. I can't figure it out.
Oh, jeez.
Like, Mom.
You know, Hunter, if you just had iPhones, you could FaceTime right on the iPhones. That's what Kiki and I do.
Brock's got an iPhone now. Now he's.
I'm better than you. All right, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, the Foo Fighters have postponed the first five dates of their van tour due to the coronavirus pandemic. April dates in Phoenix, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Oklahoma City, and Oklahoma City have been moved to December, with shows in Wichita and Knoxville to be rescheduled soon. Grohl wrote in an email to fans, quote, remember me? The guy who wouldn't even postpone a show when my leg was falling off. Well, playing a gig with a sock full of broken bones is one thing. Well, playing a show with your health and safety is in jeopardy is another. But the Foos will be ready to go when they get the all clear. He said, quote, the album is done and it's killer. The lights and stage are in the trucks, ready to go. The second we are given the go ahead, we'll come tear the crap up like we always do. Promise.
Which I have a question on.
Yeah.
And this kind of has to do with the rock news and everything that's going on, everything in this quarantine. Who has the say? Who's going to peek their head out that morning and be like, you know?
Yeah,
I think we're good.
I honestly don't know how that works. You know, if you look at like Wuhan, where they're at, and what was it? Was it North, South Korea? They finally closed like their last emergency hospital. So now it's just, so they set up a bunch of emergency hospitals. So they closed that. And then that other place I was telling you that had more recoveries instead of new cases during a day. So yes. I guess that's what we got to look for. I don't know.
Maybe like the hospitals. It starts with the hospitals and they report to whoever reports it, yeah. I guess.
You know what concerns me, though? You see something like this. Like everyone's like, okay, yeah, it's safe to go outside now. And then we get a big festival together and then it just, there's like a massive, you know,
relapse
right there. Because all it takes is like that one jerk who tested positive. This happened, like, I think last week. It's this guy flying out of Florida. He tested positive for the coronavirus. And then he still got on the plane and flew it out to Miami. It's like, you jerk. That's what'll happen. That's what, I don't know. We'll see. But for right now, Foo Fighters have postponed some dates, but they are ready to go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1967, one and only Billy Corgan. That's right. The saddest man around. Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins was born in Chicago.
Brilliant man, by the way. If you've never seen an interview or he did a podcast not too long ago, man. I had no idea that he was so smart.
Oh, super smart, dude. And great, great songwriter. But if you ever want to pick yourself up, just search Billy Corgan Disneyland and you will laugh your ass off. It's the happiest place on earth. And he just is like, I don't want to be here.
Say, how could you be so sad on a roller coaster, man? It is. It's a picture of him sitting in a car just.
It's perfect. It's perfect. He's got an image to uphold. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, good morning, 651. Brock, Hunter.
Hi, top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you. I don't know. If I saw a leprechaun today, I'd be like, you get away from me. Probably got the coronavirus.
Do you know they made a newer leprechaun in like 2018? I just realized it yesterday. It's called Leprechaun Returns.
Oh, really?
You remember the original leprechaun, Warwick Davis, I think his name was?
Was he the original one?
Yes, Warwick was, and I think he passed away, and so they had a new guy do it, and I think I might watch it today, man. It looks cheesy, just like all the other ones. But
the original one, didn't the original one have a Jennifer Aniston in it?
Yes.
I think it did.
And remember the guy that was with Jennifer Aniston? Like, he was the bigger guy. He was really goofy in the first one.
I've never seen it because I don't like scary movies. I just know from cultural references.
Well, he makes a reappearance in this newer one, and he's older. It looks interesting.
I'm more of a fan of Leprechaun in the Hood.
Oh, there you go.
And then Leprechaun 2 Back to the Hood. That's a real title.
Like in space, Leprechaun in space or something. It's just terrible.
Yeah, Leprechaun 4 in space. Yeah. Let's see, Leprechaun Origins. And then you're right, Leprechaun Returns was in 2018.
Yep.
God, what a creepy little guy. I'm the leprechaun. Leprechaun, the original one, had Jennifer Aniston, and it was before she got all of her work done on her face. And
which you said she got a nose. I had no idea she had a nose job.
Yeah. If you look at Leprechaun, and then you look at like season 2 or 3 of Friends, her nose is totally different. Totally.
You know what's amazing too? She was what, in her early 20s for that first Leprechaun? That was probably the first thing she did.
Yeah.
And now she's what, 50 something? Dude, she does not look much different.
No, which just goes to show that millions of dollars and a stress-free life does not age you. That's why I'm 23 and I look 56. It's terrible.
Yeah, if you're getting like $1 million rerun of Friends, you age just fine.
Yeah, she's never ever since that the fifth or sixth season, she's never had to worry about money. It's insane. She's had to worry about leprechauns, but not money. Anyway, stick around. We got useless trivia coming up here in just a few.
This is trivia. Answer useless trivia by calling 925-WIRX. Now.
All right, here we go. Time for useless trivia brought to you by No LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery in St. Joe. Go see them, man. You know, they do carry out. You can get some food there. Amazing food. So go check them out. They got their seafood boils on the weekends now. Saturdays, they were so popular. Like, all right, we're going to We're going to bring it back just because we love it so damn much. Anyway, go see them. They are delicious. Nola Roux, go get some. It's fantastic. I'm going to help you out with the gift certificate to Nola Roux. Obviously, it is St. Patrick's Day today. Oi! St. Patrick's Day.
It's going to be a great day.
The legend of St. Patrick's Day and St. Patrick says that St. Patrick rid Ireland of what? St. Patrick rid Ireland of what? Was it A, rats, B, the plague, or C, snakes? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. The legend says that St. Patrick rid Ireland of what? A, rats, B, the plague, or C, snakes? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play, and win. Hey, good morning. 702, Brock Hunter. I knew you'd get it. So dumb. Anyway, useless trivia for today brought to you by Nola Roux. Obviously, it's St. Patty's Day, Hunter. I mean, we're all celebrating. Yeah.
You have your green beer. Are you drinking?
I am not. I have my Diet Mountain Dew, which is green. That counts, right?
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give you a little tip, a little hint here. That cupboard that you see in front of you.
Yeah.
I think Jenna from Bud Distributing left some beers there last week.
I might have to have a two or three beers this morning.
There you go.
I have to. It's St. Patty's Day. Anyway, your useless trivia for today, like I said, brought to you by Nola Roux. The legend says that St. Patrick rid Ireland of what? Let's get ourselves a winner here. Maybe. WIRX, hello.
Yeah, man. St. Patrick rid Ireland of snakes.
All those slither little snakes. I'm a snag. You're absolutely right. All right. Nice job. Here we go. What's your name, man?
Hey, this is Bobby.
Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from this morning, Bobby?
New Carlisle, Indiana.
You're all the way to, you're south of the border, man. That's awesome. We reach far and wide. Anyway, Bobby, you're my big winner. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Roux. What station hooked you up?
WIRA.
All righty.
Snakes.
I
know that name.
Snakes. So dumb. Next chance to win coming up tomorrow. We'll be back.